Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Hey, let's start with a phone call. We've got the phone lines open for you here on this Wednesday, 406-294-0970. Tim and Savage, sorry we couldn't sneak you on before the end of the last hour, but thanks for sticking around for this hour, kicking off the 7 o'clock hour for us.
Hey, no problem. Good morning. Great show from Missoula yesterday, what I was able to catch. Had some other activities up here in Richland County, but sounded like you had a great time there.
Yeah, what a lineup. If you go back and listen to anything, I mean, there were so many good conversations, but I really loved the two Vietnam veterans around 8:40 in the morning. That was just a ton of fun. The one guy was a bird dogger, the bird dog aviator, and then the other guy was part of the Phoenix Project, this very super secretive kind of CIA style project. So yeah, that was, but it was just fun because we were just smoking and joking and sharing stories, having some laughs. That's what I love about Veterans Day.
Yeah, good deal there. But say, I'm confused. I need your help. I'm just a country preacher out here in Mondakistan, and I need you to use small words. But last week, Republicans are evil and heartless because they shut down the government. And now today, Republicans are evil and heartless because they're opening the government. Chuck Schumer is a hero last week because he's standing up to, and he wants to make sure that he's fighting for the American people. But now today, Chuck Schumer is old and needs to be replaced because we can't trust him. I absolutely don't. How does the left have any base? I mean, I feel like I'm in George Orwell's 1984. Are we at war with Oceania because we've always been at war with Oceania, or have we always been allies with Oceania? Does this flip-flopping work?
Well, yeah. No, what a great point you make here. Yeah, because it exposes, here's these Democrats who are mad at their fellow Democrats for reopening the federal government. They were trying to blame it all on the Republicans, but now they're mad at Democrats who've simply voted to reopen the government. One of our listeners sent a message in. So Democrat State Senator Ellie Boldman out of Missoula was bashing the Democrats who compromised with the Republicans, and they made a great point. Oh, well, Ellie Boldman loved it when Republicans were compromising with the Democrats in the state legislature. They were heroes for her. But now when the Democrats compromise, though, I think the word was something like jackasses or something.
Well, and then last week, there's protests against Governor Gianforte for not funding the federal program. I mean, they were picketing outside of the hotel in Billings because he refused to say, hey, look, this is a federal program. This isn't our state's responsibility. But the Democrats are mad that SNAP benefits are resuming. And I just don't know where you have a base when you're mad about that. The same people that they rely on them.
They're mad the airplanes will be running full bore again. They're mad that the SNAP benefits will be up and running again. They just absolutely love chaos and disorder, don't they? That's what I really think. Tim, hold that thought. If you want, I can come back to you here after the break here. We got to hit the hard break. But, yeah, that's what I really think. Look, I think it really is time for the Republican senators, as President Trump is saying, look, they're going to cause this chaos yet again. And so... So, hey, maybe time to do away with the filibuster.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly to mostly sunny conditions for today, high temperatures will stay around 60 in Bozeman with some low to mid-60s in the Billings area. For tonight, some passing clouds. Otherwise, overnight lows will stay back in the upper 30s to around 40. And then for Thursday, we can expect more sunshine as highs climb back in the 60s around 70. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
This is House Call for Health. Continued warnings over recalled baby formula. All batches of ByHeart Whole Nutrition infant formula are now voluntarily recalled because of an outbreak of infant botulism with a possible link still under investigation. The Food and Drug Administration says infant botulism is rare but can be fatal. There are many symptoms, including constipation, poor feeding, drooping eyelids, sluggish pupils, low muscle tone, difficulty sucking and swallowing, also weak or altered crying, generalized weakness, respiratory difficulty, and possible respiratory arrest. Byhart was first notified by the FDA November 7th about multiple cases of infant botulism dating back to August of this year. The co-founder and president of the company says the safety and well-being of every infant who uses the formula is their absolute priority, adding they take any potential safety concern extremely seriously and act quickly to protect families. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Winter is...
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, looks like Tim and Savage had to run, but we got more callers on the phone lines, and phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. Yeah, I was gonna see. I thought we snagged some audio of the View, of the crazy ladies on the View, just outraged at this handful of Senate Democrats who voted with Republicans to reopen the federal government. Yeah, the crazy ladies on the View, just like Tim and Savage was talking about, they were ranting and raving, trying to blame the Republicans. Actually, even on Monday, after the Republicans reopened the government with a handful of Democrat votes, they were still trying to blame the Republicans. And they were simultaneously trying to blame the Republicans for the shutdown, while they were also lambasting the Democrats who voted with the Republicans to end the shutdown. It's just, I mean, you just have to sit back and laugh at these folks. President Trump, anyway, I thought we had that audio, but no worries. We'll drive on. We got so many other things to talk about. We don't need to hear those crazy ladies from the View rant and rave. We'd rather hear from you. In fact, let's hear from you. Let's go to Steve in Ballantyne on the phone lines. Steve, what's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Aaron. Well, before you came on air, it was another channel I was listening to, and I heard, you know, during it, like a news break thing, they're talking about the Billings Outlaws. And one thing that they said they're not going to be back in 26 for the simple reason is one of the reasons was government support. I did not know that we are now supporting small hockey teams. Would it be state or federal, you think?
Yeah, I missed that. I missed that report. Let me see. I see a nonstop local headline here. Outlaws Arena football team to leave Billings in 2025. Let's see. The simple fact is that even with $10 tickets in Billings, we could not fill the field for nationally televised games, so they cited rising costs. Yeah, and lack of government support. What is the lack of government support that they're referring to here? Yeah, why does an arena team need government support?
Yeah, I mean, they're saying the Democrat Party, for instance, you know, says people are going to die because we're cutting off all their, you know, all this government money going to the health care, you know, the Obamacare. And, you know, then during that Doge thing with Musk, I mean, is this another one of these things where, I mean, how much is government got their hands into everything, you know, really?
Yeah, I wonder if it's like a... Yeah, it's got to be some sort of a city government. I wonder if it's like some tax incentive or, TIF district thing, something like that.
Right, but it still comes back to taxes coming out of the American public, you know, out of our pockets, no matter if it's federal or state, right? Or
yeah.
City, it's still a tax.
Yeah.
In
other local sporting news, though, here, I did see this headline at the Billings Gazette's website here. Tier 2 Junior A hockey is coming to Billings in 2026. So, you know, with the new soon-to-be-finished Signal Peak Energy Hockey Arena, they're talking about bringing this Tier 2 Junior A hockey to Billings in 2026. But But remember, how are they building this new Signal Peak Energy Arena in Billings? Well, thanks to the Signal Peak Energy coal mine south of Roundup, right, Steve?
Right.
So thanks to private sector support, something is being built. But yet another organization is saying that, well, with the lack of government support, we're not. Anyway, it's what an interesting contrast here.
Yeah, well, I bring that out. I mean, I like I said, I heard it this morning, and I'm like shaking my head. It's like, so government support into a hockey team that can't even fill the seats. So, you know, it's like, how much more government support is there in stuff that we don't know about? And I bet there's a pile of it.
Yet how many things are being supported by the government, and how many of us have been attacked by the government, right? You know, like, hey, citing government attacks, blank business is now leaving. Citing government attacks, i.e. property taxes, so-and-so is losing their family cabin. Citing government attack, you know what I'm saying? And so it's like now, at least now, thanks to the Trump administration, in fact, this is one of the topics we're going to cover with a great guest coming up right after the next break here, is thanks to President Trump's government support now, we've got good news in the energy industry. We've got good news on the coal mining front, right? But under the Biden tester regime, it was, well, blank and blank businesses had to leave or potentially shut down because of government attacks, right? Interesting story. Steve, thanks for calling in. I wonder if Grok could give me the answer on that one. Why does an arena football team or what kind of government support does an arena football team use or need to operate in a place like Billings? Now, maybe one of our listeners has the answer. If you've got the answer, hey, is it a city government thing? Is it a tax break? Is it what was it? What's the government support that they were citing? Because I didn't see it on the Color 8 website. Send us a message on the Montana Talks app, because like I say, we got a great guest coming up here right after this. In fact, the guest is, let me see here, looking at the rundown here, Daniel Turner, the founder and executive director of Power the Future. He's a great guest. We've had him on before, talking energy issues and much more. Speaking of energy issues, yeah, this ties in with something we talked about with Mike and Big Timber in the 6 o'clock hour. So the Democrats who made energy more expensive are now complaining that energy is too expensive. They're pretending to care about energy affordability.
Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. I tell you what, we get some great guests on the show. We have some great sidekicks that join us on this show. And we've got friends inside the Trump administration and on Capitol Hill that will join us on this show. But I'll tell you what, the best part of Montana Talks, your phone calls, the chance to get to hear from people all across Montana and for you to be heard all across Montana. Keep your phone calls coming with Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk and be heard across the state.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. There's so many things we buy that we never seem to use and are just not a worthwhile purchase in the long run. You might want to think twice before making money mistakes like purchasing online subscriptions. Track the ones you have and actually use and ditch the others. And many times getting extended warranties costs more than they're worth. And you might want to rethink having expensive exercise equipment. If you want a new stationary bike, you might consider buying one used. And how about that costly gym membership? Or buying over-the-top camping or specialized sports equipment. Do you really need them? And snapping up baby care stuff. New parents might want to talk with veteran moms or dads who will tell you which items they loved and used and which never left the box. And you might love appliances and kitchenware, but don't be suckered into buying single-use appliances that look promising on TV infomercials but might wind up only taking up counter space. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
Now that the Senate has passed a funding bill to end the government shutdown, the House is expected to vote today. Attention turns to what it means for agriculture. The measure does extend the 2018 Farm Bill through fiscal year 26 and fully funds USDA operations. It provides $107 billion for SNAP food assistance, replenishes WIC and SNAP reserves, and allocates $30 billion a year to Commodity Credit Corporation funding for farm and conservation programs. It also includes $10 billion for the Farm Service Agency loans, ensuring FSA county offices stay open, and directs USDA to step up tracking of foreign-owned farmland. The bill also sets aside $850 million for NRCS technical assistance and $3.8 billion for agricultural research. $1.2 billion was also allocated to USDA APHIS to fight avian flu, chronic wasting disease, New World screwworm, and other threats. Another $13.5 million was set aside to help ranchers purchase electronic identification tags for livestock traceability. Rural development will receive $4.1 billion overall, supporting housing, business loans, and critical infrastructure in small rural communities. The bill also provides $1.2 billion for the Food for Peace program and $240 million for the McGovern Dole School Feeding Program, with oversight for that program moving to USDA. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, talk about a timely guest that we've got lined up for you right now. We've had him on the show before, so when I saw that this was an opportunity to catch up with Daniel Turner once again here on Montana Talks. Daniel Turner is the founder and executive director of Power the Future. I thought, oh man, we got to get him on the show. But talk about timing. Mike in Big Timber, just at the end of the 6 o'clock hour, he said, hey, Aaron, have you heard about this climate summit that they're having now? And of course, I was busy with Veterans Day yesterday, but I told Mike, I said, when is there not a Hopi Changey climate alarmity summit going on? But thankfully, Daniel Turner is all over this story. Let's start there. Daniel, great to have you back on the show.
Yeah, it's always great to be with you, Aaron. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so you weren't invited to the Hopi Changey Climate Summit, huh?
I was not. I was quite devastated. This is the 30th annual one. That's why it's called COP30. And so for 30 years now, they have been warning us that time is running out. You know, this is an existential threat. We are in crisis mode. And then 40,000 of them and their closest friends gather and drink wine and cheese, and this is what they do. And they do it multiple times a year, all on someone else's dime. Now, thank goodness for this year, President Trump and his administration refused to let any American federal government people go on their dime. A lot of governors went. Gavin Newsom is there blasting the president, you know, very governly as Gavin Newsom, you know, to go on foreign soil and blast the president. But no federal employees are there because it's just a colossal waste of time.
Well, Gavin Newsom's probably just mad that, you know, gas prices are now under $3 a gallon, even in states like Montana, where we've got, you know, pretty high gas taxes. And so for gas to be under $3 a gallon, that shows you what President Trump is doing. I'll bet you it's still over $5 in parts of California, huh?
Oh, it is. The state average is 470, and that is all because of government. That is nothing remotely to do with energy policy or lack of supply. That's just all bad California policy. And it's even worse in the area of California because it used to be one of the largest oil producers in the country. It was second after Texas. Now I think it's seventh or eighth. It used to have a number of refineries along up and down the California coast, which have all shut down because they cannot comply with state law. So when you think about it, if you had sound policy, gas should be not, I don't want to say free. I'm not trying to be Zoran Mamdani, right? But gas should be relatively inexpensive for Californians, and it's the exact opposite.
Yeah, and yet there he is on foreign soil trashing the American president who's lowering energy prices for the people of America, the Bernie bros. Before we get to the Bernie bros and high-tech energy costs and more and affordability, on this cop summit. You know, these guys should just permanently cop a squat because and take a seat because they're constantly wrong with their hopey, changey climatey predictions, their climate alarmist predictions. Earlier in the week, Evelyn Pyburn with the Big Sky Business Journal was telling us, I had already heard that the South Pole, that Antarctica, the ice was spreading, was growing. But apparently it's happening on the North Pole now, too. Or, what have you heard about these reports? Is that accurate?
Yeah, ice levels are at historic highs. And again, we didn't do anything to cause it. We didn't do anything to lead to their decline for a couple of years. We didn't do anything to lead to its increase in a couple of years. It's a lot of hubris to think that our human existence has that much impact on the planet. Of course, we're good stewards of the earth. I'm a farmer myself, so I always get a little frustrated when people tell me I have to care about land or soil or air or water because I actually own the stuff, right? I don't need a bunch of urbanites in San Francisco telling me that I have to love the earth.
That's right.
But it's incredible hubris to think that human existence has that much impact and that therefore we need to rid the planet of humans as if we're the bad guys. And that's what this summit is. It's a deeply misanthropic Marxist gathering. It's people who hate humanity, who hate progress, but they all fly in private jets, right? They want a world where the elites like them thrive. The regular folks should suffer.
Yeah, and you were asking about, hey, did you guys get some snow in Montana and certainly in the high country? We'll get more snow here heading into Friday and into the weekend, but certainly when I see the snow-covered peaks in Glacier National Park when I drive to the gym here later this morning, I remember, you know, they said that the glaciers in Glacier were going to be fully melted by 2020. And then during the COVID shutdowns of 2020, they quietly went out and pulled those signs down because their predictions were wrong. And so now let's pivot to high-tech energy costs. This was another topic that Mike and Big Timber and I talked about. So the Democrats are now pretending to care about affordability. They caused the affordability crisis in America. They caused the affordability crisis in New York City with illegal aliens and the Joe Biden inflation. But then they want to capitalize on it by going even further into socialism and communism with the commie Mamdani. Well, now Bernie and his bros are pretending to care about energy bills and the high prices of energy after they and their Green New Deal allies drove up the price of electricity.
Exactly. And this is just the level of dishonesty that is kind of par for the course in our national politics now. We see these elected officials who pass legislation knowing it is bad legislation, knowing that it will require constant stopgaps of American tax dollars, and knowing that if you try to repeal those dollars, you get a talking point to blast your enemies. So Obamacare is a wonderful example of that, right? We need all this money for the subsidies because of terrible legislation, terrible policy. And green energy is exactly the same. The Biden administration was very cognizant that these wind and solar farms required hundreds of billions of dollars of constant taxpayer outlays for them to work. Well, the Trump administration got rid of them because we're not Keynesians. So, yes, it is true that energy prices have gone up because of Trump policies, but it's not honest. And gosh darn it, aren't we tired of dishonesty in politics? Right? Why did energy prices go up? Because wind and solar are terrible policies, right, that require constant government dollars for them to work. So you know, when you have people like Bernie who now get to blast the president and say he doesn't care about affordability, it's so dishonest that it really is. You get frustrated of being treated like a child. And when it comes to healthcare, when it comes to education, right, when it comes to, of course, energy policy, our elected Democrats treat the American people like children. And I'm sick and damn tired of it.
Well, and frankly, the reason why Bernie bros are speaking out now is because they're trying to block these data centers from coming online. Now, look, folks have good questions about, okay, how do we provide the power for these data centers? What should they pay in order to get the power online, to get the infrastructure online? Like, for example, the oil industry, when they needed electricity in eastern Montana and parts of North Dakota, well, they paid for that infrastructure, and it greatly benefited those local electric cooperatives. So there's good questions that need to be raised about these data centers. But the Democrats, and even some on the right, are simply trying to block data centers, and which is important to business in America. It's an important important to the national security of America down the road. We can't let China be the leaders on that front. And yet they're trying to block these data centers from coming online and deny them access to power.
And the biggest problem here is that this is also coming on the heels of 4 years of stifled energy infrastructure projects. So data centers really have ramped up in the last year. There's no doubt about it, and it's going to continue in this trajectory. But for the last 4 years, we had an administration that shut down all infrastructure projects, pipelines, had huge fracking bans, had denied permitting for Alaska, for the Gulf, for the Outer Continental Shelf. So when you hit pause on something as big as the energy industry for 4 years, well, that unpause is going to take a little while to catch up. And that's where we are right now. I tell folks all the time that our economy, especially our energy industry, is in a gigantic ditch. And if President Trump's only success after 4 years is getting the car out of the ditch, that is a huge win. Right? And we have people saying, how come the car is not driving down the road? How come it's not shiny and clean? It's because we're in a ditch, and the Biden administration put us there. And we're in a ditch, Aaron, on so many issues, right? Not just energy, but again, these other things I've mentioned on healthcare, on education. And so there's a lot on this administration's plate.
Yeah,
and we're headed in the right direction, but it's going to take a little while to get us out of this ditch.
That's right. Not only are we in the ditch, but we're in the ditch and we're buried in a snowdrift. And Donald Trump is trying to dig us out of that right now. So grab your shovels, people, and get in on the fight instead of sitting back and just complaining about things. Daniel Turner, you can follow him on X at Daniel Turner PTF, the founder and executive director of Power the Future. Great to have you back on the show again. Thanks for being with us.
Anytime. Thank you so much.
Hey, likewise, if you want to be back, let us know as well. Okay, let's see. Coming up, I think we got another guest joining us here right after this quick break. And then what is the rest of the morning looking like? Oh, yeah, we got a guest joining us right after this. And then for the rest of the morning, we'll be taking your phone calls.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, we've got a MAHA update for you here this morning, another Make America Healthy Again update. Man, I forget who I was listening to. I don't know if it was Dr. Marty McCary. I think it was Dr. Oz, who is now the Medicare chief. Dr. Mehmet Oz is the Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator. And I was driving across the state. I was listening, I think, to Fox News, or maybe he was doing an interview with Sean Hannity. Anyway, I forget what it was. But basically, he was talking about two things. One, he was talking about what the Trump administration is doing right now to lower the cost of prescription drugs. And in particular, what the Trump administration is doing to lower the cost of these, what they call GLP-1s. You guys have heard of things like Ozempic and things like that, these shots that people are getting to try to lose weight and to try to keep their weight down. So lowering the cost of that for one. But as I was listening to him, you know, the host was kind of pushing back a little bit and saying, well, wait a minute, are these things really good for people? And he said, yes, but... And that's what we're going to talk about here in this MAHA update. We've got Dr. Jordan with Billings Last Diet back with us here. Doc Jordan, hey, thanks for being with us. So tell me about the news that you heard. Did I get it right, at least what the two top lines were this week on that front?
Yeah, absolutely. First, thanks for having me on, Aaron. And I want to say I'm a day late and a dollar short, but happy Veterans Day to all those veterans out there. I know you had a big thing going on yesterday, so... Thank you, everybody, for your service. I know, like I said, a day late, but really appreciate you guys' service, especially you, Aaron.
Well, you're too kind.
What you were saying.
Hey, real quick, yeah. On that front, I think I got a message from Billings Last Diet. You guys are doing, not just for Veterans Day, but for the rest of the month or something, you're doing a veterans discount for if people want to do a tune-up or something.
Yeah,
like
we
that,
are.
Right?
That's right. Yeah, we sent out a text message and email to all of those who have done the program in the past. Just as a thank you to the veterans, just a 20% discount on those who want to do a restart who are veterans. So we're going to honor that through the rest of the month. So if you just give us a call or visit us on site there in the West End office, mention that text message or that email, and we'll honor that 20% discount through November. It's a great time for a restart or a tune-up anyhow, right before the holidays, kind of reset your mind, get ready for the holiday season as it comes up.
Yeah, no, that's definitely, definitely. Yeah, I did a tune-up recently, and then I did my, check-in here a couple months later, and I was so excited because I actually increased my lean muscle mass. And so that was fun because, that, you know, when you do your monthly check-in, you can get those kind of results. But, yeah, now back to the GLP. Thanks for doing that for the veterans. That's great. Back to the GLP.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, so we saw that. I saw that announced with Trump inside the, you know, the press room. And it was kind of a bittersweet for me because although, you know, they're really focusing on attacking the obesity epidemic we have in the U.S., which is our main focus at Billings Last Diet, the GLP-1 medications, which we've talked on for years now, I feel like, there are some major drawbacks. And that was that, that interview you were listening to, that they're good, but, right? And so the problem is, if you're not monitoring what you're actually eating during those, the GLP-1s, what they do is they act like a glucagon-like peptide, which the glucagon is when your body is needing, or when you are needing food, you go into a glucagon mode, and it puts you into fat-burning mode, which is a semi-ketogenic state. And when you're burning fat for your main source of energy, you're going to lose weight. And that's what those GLP-1s do. They just mimic what your body naturally should be doing when you're in a fasting state or in a ketogenic state. And so anytime you mimic, you're going to have some drawbacks. And the big drawback is people just don't feel hungry. They think, oh, I'm doing great, and I just won't eat. And what's happening is they're losing that lean body mass that you just mentioned. You actually gained when you were some lean body mass or muscle mass when you were doing your tune-up. Our main focus at Billings Last Diet is to make sure you lose fat, healthy weight, as opposed to just losing weight. The problem is there's a lot of information out there that's just not quite accurate about what these GLP-1s are. So the GLP-1s are a fantastic option for people who really need a leg up. The problem is there's just a lot of poor information out there on how to act while you're on them. And so we do have a protocol that supports GLP-1 users to make sure they are losing the correct weight, which is the fat they want to lose and not the muscle.
Yeah, it's almost like the way I think of it is like, okay, if you're somebody who is so desperate that you feel you need to use these GLP-1s, right, because the best way to do it is to limit your carb consumption, to do an ideal protein-like program like you guys provide at Billings Last Diet, and then after you lose all that weight, then you know, get a regular exercise program, learn how to eat healthy, which is the lifestyle that you guys help bring about. But like they were saying in this interview that I was listening to, because, you know, the host was saying, hey, you know, the better way to lose weight is to eat healthy, focus on getting your protein, like your Montana beef and your vegetables, and then lose that weight and then get back on a healthier lifestyle with exercise and better eating after that. But I think it was Dr. Oz pushed back a little bit and said, yeah, but for some people that, you know, if you're 275 pounds and you just feel you can't do it, these are very helpful, but you've got to have a nutrition plan that comes with it, because what people end up doing is they starve their body of important nutrition while they're on these GLP-1s. And it tears away at their bones. It tears away at their muscle. It's very harmful on their organs. And so they're destroying their body in the process. Whereas what you've got at Billings Last Diet is a program that maintains your body's nutrition. It gives your body the nutrition that it needs, whether you're losing it the natural way or using a GLP-1. And so that's why what you guys are doing truly is the answer for people that don't want to take a day-to-day injection, or even the people that feel they have to.
No, and you're absolutely right. There's anytime you're taking those medications, it's going to have its drawbacks. And with our program, we've done studies for years now, you lose weight just as fast as if you were on a GLP-1. What they're trying to push with the lowering the prescription medication is really just helping people get a start in the right direction. Our goal is the same. We're all trying to do the same thing, just a different way. We want people to lose healthy weight, or lose weight in a healthy, natural way, so you can sustain that long term. And that's why we have the protocol set up the way it is. Our phase one, you lose the fat. You really are burning the fat that you don't want. Phase two is where you stabilize and actually come off of the weight loss, which is what's hard with the GLP-1s, is there's no way to come off of it and stabilize appropriately, unless you've done that education along the way, you've really changed lifestyle habits. If you didn't change the lifestyle habit, it's not going to have a long-term effect for you. You're going to lose the weight and it's going to come back, and that's going to have even more drawbacks for you. So our goal is absolutely to help people lose weight in a healthy way, get the lifestyle changes they need so they can have that long-term success that they're looking for.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the way I look at it. It's like, okay, you can sit there and jab your belly with a needle every day for the rest of your life to lower your hunger. But even if you're going to do that, you better be getting the right nutrition. So you better call the nutritionists and the diet coaches at Billings Last Diet to help you out, or somebody, right? But on top of that, like, okay, right. You can either give yourself one of these injections for the rest of your life, or you can actually go through a program that helps you change your lifestyle. And then you don't have to give yourself a little. And if you're somebody who's 275 pounds and you're thinking, well, how do I get – I've got so much weight to lose. We've got listeners that have lost 100 and 130 pounds plus. I wonder what the record is at Billings Last Diet for the most amount of weight somebody has lost. But regularly you've helped people lose over 100 pounds. Or if you just got that stubborn 15 that you want to get rid of, they can get you rid of that stubborn 15 as well.
You know, and the great part is we have free seminars every Wednesday. We have every week in our West End office, every other week in our Heights office. And if you're remote, we have a remote option too, where we can send you a video and get that free information for you so that you can see if it's going to be a good option for you. There is some dedication to it. Like anything, you've got to work for it. It's not an easy free, no work option. But when you're making lifestyle changes, you've got to put in effort, and you have a coach the whole way to keep you accountable, encourage you the whole way, and really make sure you're sticking to your goal so that you can have that success.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'll tell you what, folks. Yeah, if you want to get a regular MAHA update of your own, well, I check in with my Billings Last Diet coach once a month. And actually, I've been using the remote option. Last time I checked in, I think I was in Kalispell, or unless I was on the road in D.C., I think I was in Kalispell, and I do my little virtual meeting with my diet coach, check in, say hi, and I've got my scale at my house that gives them the numbers. It works out great. In fact, sometimes I've found that the remote option is sometimes even easier because, you don't have to drive anywhere to do it. But it really is. If you live in Billings, though, definitely go in and say hi to everybody there. You're going to love the introductory free seminar and so much more. BillingsLastDiet.com or call Dr. Jordan and his team at 406-294-6751. Dr. Jordan, great to have you on. The holiday eating seminar. When is that, real quick? I almost forgot.
Oh, yeah, that'll be next week, next Thursday, 6 o'clock, eating for the holidays, some tips and tricks for you to get through the holidays so you can really have success while you're on your health journey.
And they'll have some samples for you, too, so some good food there as well.
That's right.
Fox Sports Update.
The two teams who played in last season's NBA Finals are going in opposite directions. The reigning NBA champion Oklahoma City Thunder have a league-best record of 11-1. The team OKC beat in the finals, the Indiana Pacers, are 1-10, tied for the worst record in the NBA. Last night, the Thunder scored a 126-102 win against the Warriors, 28 points and 11 assists for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. The Pacers dropped 0-6 on the road. They lost in Salt Lake City, peppered by the Jazz, 152-128. 152 points, the most by any team in the NBA this season. The Nuggets won their fifth game in a row, 122-108 against the Kings. Nikola Jokic with 35 points and 15 rebounds. Denver is 8-2. The 76ers beat the Celtics, 102-100. Knicks over the Grizzlies, 133-120 at Madison Square Garden. The Knicks are a perfect 7-0 at home this season. New York has won 5 in a row overall. The Nets lost at home to the Raptors, 119-109. Men's college basketball. Because legendary Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski was a cadet at West Point and played for the late Bobby Knight there, Duke had a game scheduled on Veterans Day versus Army at West Point. Mike Krzyzewski's former program, now coached by John Shire, nearly doubled the point total by Army Tuesday. Fourth-ranked Duke scored a 114-59 win. Fifth-ranked Arizona blasted Northern Arizona, 84-49. Sixth-ranked Michigan needed overtime to defeat Wake Forest, 85-84. Number 7 BYU, an 85-68 winner against Delaware. 12th-ranked Louisville topped number 9 Kentucky 96-88. 10th-ranked Florida over Florida State by a basket 78-76. Latest college football playoff rankings. Top 4 teams the same as last week. Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, Alabama. Then it's Georgia, Texas Tech, Ole Miss, Oregon, Notre Dame, Texas, Oklahoma, and BYU. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly to mostly sunny conditions for today. High temperatures will stay around 60 in Bozeman with some low to mid-60s in the Billings area. For tonight, some passing clouds. Otherwise, overnight lows will stay back in the upper 30s to around 40. And then for Thursday, we can expect more sunshine as highs climb back in the 60s around 70. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hey, this is actually a really cool story that we've got on our Montana Talks website right now. Here's the headline. This one might freak you out. This movie star quietly moved back to Montana. But don't worry, it's not some Hollywood leftist. This is actually the hero air tanker firefighter plane that was flown by Richard Dreyfuss in the movie Always. Do you remember that one from back in the day? Anyway, check out the photos of this cool plane, the backstory, and more, MontanaTalks.com.
Mike. Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, we got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. And by the way, we've got the phone lines open for the rest of the morning. Of course, John Jackson, the Joker from X, he'll be with us coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. But treat that like any other open phone show where you can call in, because that's part of the fun of having guys like John on the show is he's willing to weigh in on any topic. And so you guys call into the show just like you normally would, and it's going to be a good time. Always is a good time. We always enjoy having the Joker with us on the program. Let's see. And so, yeah, I think he'll probably be able to stick around with us for the 9 o'clock hour as well, because we don't have anything else on the schedule for that. So yeah, should be a fun couple of hours. Let's see. Tim in Billings messaged us on the Montana Talks app yesterday on Veterans Day, and Tim, sorry I didn't get a chance to get to it here till today, but this is what Tim and Billings had to say. Aaron, I recently saw a World War II British veteran who was being interviewed that stated that at this point in the UK, that the sacrifices made during World War II and the loss of all those men and women was not worth it. And I was really struck by this. I guess it really hit me that there is no ultimate victory. There is war fatigue, but as for ultimate victory, it will always elude us. The ideology that is at odds with the U.S. and Western civilization as a whole will never give up, so we also can never be satisfied or complacent and let our guard down. I wish all of our veterans the best, and I am eternally in their debt, and I encourage them and all the rest of us to be prepared to defend your way of life every day. Such an important message there from Tim in Billings. I mean, and frankly, it ties in so well. And by the way, I did see that story of that World War II British veteran as well. I think the Daily Wire had a report earlier this week or late last week. But what is the quote? There's a great quote about the lamp of liberty, and how you constantly have to make sure that that lamp stays lit. You know, you think about a torch, and it starts to run out of fire, and somebody's got to go and relight that torch, or somebody's got to add more logs into the fire. Maybe a campfire analogy is better for Montana. Somebody's got to stoke that fire. Somebody's got to add some more logs into the fire. And look, that is the fight for freedom and liberty, not just in America, but worldwide. You can't just, I mean, you can just sit there and enjoy the fire, but eventually that fire is going to go out. And so you have got to stoke that fire. You've got to add more fuel. You've got to add more logs into the fire to keep that fire burning and to keep that fire burning bright. And that is It is the forever war. It is the infinity war. A few years ago, I was at a training course with the military, and we had a great guest speaker, and can't talk about everything he said, of course, at that, but his broader message was the problem set that we were studying. He described how it is. Most people in the military, they want a start to the war, and then they want an end to the war. All right, mission accomplished, wipe your hands, move on. The American people, we think of things, even in politics, like a football game or a basketball game. Well, you got the first quarter, you got the second quarter, it's halftime. Game's over, all right, we won. Woo! Time to just sit back and enjoy the campfire. Look, elections in America, look, it's so huge that Donald J. Trump won the election last November, but look at what just happened this November. A lot of people thought they could just sit back and enjoy the campfire. It's okay, Donald Trump got elected. No, you've got to continue to stoke that fire. You've got to continue to add fuel to that fire for freedom and liberty in America. And hopefully people get that message heading into next year's midterm elections. But this guest speaker, he talked about how there are some problem sets that are not just, mission accomplished and it's game over. Some of these are an infinity war that you have to continue to fight.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
My early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But it gave my mom and me more time to plan, together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.